Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. Well, the politics of life in Cuba in the 1950s is at the center of a new show called Havana Music Hall, Playing in Coral Gables. It follows the story of a musical duo, husband and wife, Rolando and Ramona Calderon, who are close to getting a big break, and they hit the world stage, and then Fidel Castro shows up. Now, the play touches on the Cuban immigrant experience through the power of survival, love, and music. Havana Music Hall will be at the Actors Playhouse at the Miracle Theater in Coral Gables, October 10th through November 18th. Joining me now in studio is Richard Kagan. He is the creator, composer, and lyricist of the Havana Music Hall. Richard, such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
And also joining us in studio is Elaine Flores, who plays Maria, and Bruno. I had this.
And we'll call you.
No.
We'll call you. Your audition isn't going so great.
I'm glad I'm trying out.
Bruno Faria.
Thank you, Bruno. I appreciate that. And he plays Alberto. Yes, I knew that was going to happen to me. All right. Richard, real quickly, take us back to Cuba in the 1950s, really where the show's setting starts.
It was a time where music was everything, and people came from all over the world to hear these great musicians and see these spectaculars that were like at the Club Tropicana, and it's what Vegas always hoped it to be. And it was just a little naughty, and people would go there, but we'd have Nat King Cole, and you'd have Sinatra, and you'd have the Mafia, but you also would have princes and kings, and it was a very exciting time to visit Cuba.
So where did the idea for this show come from?
Well, frankly, it was Buena Vista Social Club. When I saw that musical, I just couldn't believe those great musicians who lost everything and were shining shoes, but they had this amazing talent. And that's where I really wanted to do the musical, Buena Vista Social Club. So I called Roy Cooter, who was the guy who did the documentary, and he said that he was done because it was very hard to find those kinds of musicians. Young people are into hip-hop and not into that. And then the music was public domain, but they wanted to sell me the rights to the name but have artistic control. So my wife, I'm married to Julie Haggerty from Airplane, if you know, and she said, why don't you just write Dreamgirls, you know, which is like the story of the Supremes, but they didn't have the right. Why don't you do your own? So I called it Havana Music Hall. I came up with this idea that there was an after-hours club, but I had no idea. And then I saw a movie called Chef. I met Perico Hernandez, who played the father of Sofia Vergara. He told me his story. He said, if you help me tell my story, I will help you. And that's how this all came about.
All right. Elaine and Bruno, you play Maria and Alberto. This is the sister-in-law and brother of Rolando and Ramona. Real briefly, tell me, who is Maria, who's Alberto?
So Maria, wife of Alberto, she is a realist. She is supporting her husband's dream. He sings in a band, and he wants to play at the Tropicana, which is very, very famous in Cuba, and they want to go worldwide. And while I support him, I'm also a realist, and I'm scared about the new change in government. So in the song that we're going to sing, he comes home all excited about this news that he's going to sing at Tropicana, and I am excited but also scared.
And Bruno, tell us a little bit about Alberto.
Oh, Alberto is this laid-back, super chill, cool guy. You know, he's the Spanish Dean Martin. You know, he's not stressed about Fidel or whoever. You know, he's like, it's Ben Batista, it's Ben Machado. Fidel is just going to be another guy coming in, and he's going to be out soon. Like, don't stress. Everything is going to be okay. We're going to be famous. I'm playing at the Tropicana. Little does he know, you know, the whole world comes crumbling down. And, you know, it's not as, you know, as he thought it would be.
This is interesting. So, you're from here in South Florida. Right?
I'm from Brazil.
No, you're from Brazil, but you went to school here, right?
Yeah, I graduated FAU.
FAU, that's right. So you trained here in South Florida.
Well, I've been doing theater here in South Florida.
What I'm getting at is that you've been in South Florida long enough. You know that story. You know the Cuban American story because you've heard of it.
Not only is it Cuban America, I think a lot of South American people in general and Latinos, like, we in one way or another have lived through this.
Right.
Story, you know?
Yeah. And Elaine, that's the other thing, too, is like, you know, with your background, you know this story really, really well.
I definitely do. My grandparents migrated from Cuba in 1966. And in fact, they came over to Miami, and we have a line in the show that's just like this. And they said, this is temporary. There's a line in the show that somebody says that. They said that, and they never wanted to learn English. The 50 years that they were here in Miami, they said, we're going back.
How did both of your experiences, you know, kind of just help you in these roles? How did it shape the way you approached this?
Well, I definitely used my family's history, especially my grandmother, the way she always talked about the same stories of the government coming in. The government walked into their home one day, taped everything, took inventory, and said, this no longer belongs to you. And the way she would tell me that with, you know, tears in her eyes for however many years, I have to use that because there are scenes like this in our play. And, you know, I channel her energy, and I understand my family more than ever now.
Bruno, this song that you guys are going to perform a little bit for us here, what, lead us into it real quickly. What is this song about?
So...
And it's called My Husband and Wife.
Yes. So Alberto's pretty much, you know, very excited. You know, he feels like his dreams is coming true. But now, like every Hispanic and Latin man, they got to convince their wife first. You know what I mean? It's just like, babe, I want to do this and this and this and that. Are you on board? You know, like, so this is his, you know, his way of trying to smooth up to her and be like, you know, it's going to be okay. And she's like, no, nothing's going to be okay. Look what's going to happen. He's like, it's going to be all right, but we're going to be famous. You know, I'm going to buy you that Gucci bag you wanted, you know? And so everything is, you know, really chill with him. Whereas with her, she's trying to do the contrary. And it's pretty much a song trying to convince, you know, look at my point of view, look at my point of view. And it's just your typical Latin argument that's realistic, but also very comedic as well.
Well, let's get a taste of it. I'll go ahead and step aside. Go for it.
Our ship is not coming in, it's leaving. We better get on it before it's too late. Our world is about to change as we know it, and we won't be able to escape. Mi esposo
doesn't have a clue.
¿Cómo que yo no tengo un clue?
My
husband doesn't know what to do.
Que yo no sé qué, what? This is where we belong.
Chico, no, it's not.
What happens if you are wrong?
Mi esposo.
Mi mujer.
That was absolutely lovely. That is Elaine Flores and Bruno Faria, and they are both, they're playing Alberto. And I'm sorry, Elaine, your character is Maria. And in this new show, again, Havana Music Hall, which is playing in Coral Gables, and it opens October 10th. Richard, you know, I wanted to get a sense because, I mean, look, you know, living here in South Florida, you know, we've heard that story of the Cuban immigrant and how the revolution changed so many people's lives. But what about, what did it do to musicians and artists? You know, because they're telling us about their characters' attitudes to the revolution and what it might or might not mean for their careers. But what, from you, what, in your background research, you know, what did it do to the artists and the musicians of Cuba?
It was devastating. They had this dream to be what they want to be. And all of a sudden it was taken away. And I think it is a universal story. We're finding out that people from all over the world are, it's resonating with them, from Russia, from Syria, from Iran. You know, somebody said to me, you know, this is your story too, because when I was 18 years old, I wrote music with Marvin Hamlisch. He was my best friend, but when I heard him play the piano, I went in the insurance business. So for 50 years, I've been in the insurance business, and all of a sudden now, I've done this musical. So in a way, was my dream cut short? I'm not sure.
Now, and one, real quickly, one other interesting aspect of the show is that it spans decades.
That's correct.
What can people expect when they go see it?
There's four things in a musical that I've learned because I've been involved in musicals. For me, you have to walk out humming, and I believe people are going to hum these songs. Secondly, you have to move. We have Maria Torres from On Your Feet. She did the choreography. She's Puerto Rican. She's from Dominican Republic and Cuba. We have a great story. People are interested in Cuba. But most importantly, it's resonating. You have to walk out of that theater feeling, my God, I learned something, or I feel a part of this. That's why Come From Away in New York is so successful. People walk out feeling, oh my God, there is a humanity. And I think that's what you're going to get from our show.
And again, the show is playing at the Actors Playhouse at the Miracle Theater in Coral Gables, October 10th through November 18th. Again, it's called Havana Music Hall. Richard Kagan is the creator, composer, and lyricist of the show. Elaine Flores plays Maria and Bruno Faria. Did I say that right?
You'll get it. It's Faria, but our next radio interview, you have it down packed. I believe you.
Bruno, you had me at the singing, so I love Bruno Faria. And folks, thank you so much. And thank you so much for the song. That was really absolutely beautiful.
Thank you for having us.
Looking forward to the show, Break a Leg.
Thank you so much.
And again, we're going to have more information on this show on our website. Just go to WLRN Sundial on Facebook or WLRN.org to find out more. Again, October 10th through November 18th.